are the American stewards of liberty. I mean, they've been influencing Garfield County along with the American Legislative Exchange Council for years. But the Garfield County commissioners don't really talk about them a lot. So it seems like the American Stewards of Liberty sort of work in the background. Your thoughts?
Yes and no. I think they do work in the background in certain places and others. I think they're very forthcoming about who they are. From what I learned, it's a group based out of Georgetown, Texas. And the founder of the group has ties to the Sagebrush Rebellion. Her parents were key in that. So she, you know, I think she has kind of maybe a lifetime of fighting land use issues. And so she formed this group. And it looks like, to me, you know, when you look at their website and stuff, it's pretty slick now. It's well done. So I think she's drummed up quite a bit of support for her cause over the past few decades.
Well, it's funded by people like the Koch brothers, is it not?
It is, yeah. I looked up, you know, some information about their funding, and the Koch brothers is definitely up there. I did this story in about a week's time, so I didn't have time to delve completely into where all their funding comes from. But definitely, you know, the Koch brothers and the DeVos family, Betsy DeVos family.
And her brother, Eric Prince, who was the founder of Blackwater.
Right,
mercenary
right. All
group.
Those tentacles, yes, they're mm-hmm. all there.
mm-hmm. Give us more of a picture of Margaret Byfield, who started this group.
Margaret Byfield is the daughter of Wayne and Jean Hage, if I'm pronouncing that right. And they were involved in the Sagebrush Rebellion, like I said, back in the 1990s. They were grazing their cattle on public lands without a permit. This was, kind of a run-up to the Bundy confrontation in Nevada. And the Hages cattle were later confiscated by federal land managers. And it went into a back-and-forth court battle that went on. I think it strung out, if I remember right, until around 2017. Margaret's parents ended up losing that battle. And Margaret had already formed the American Stewards of Liberty before that was ultimately finally resolved in 2017.
Why go after 30 by 30?
30 by 30, according to what Margaret told me, you know, they fear that that is a land grab. In fact, land grab is a big term that's in a lot of their propaganda about this. So they just see that as another way the federal government is trying to take land from, in particular, you know, ranchers and farmers.
And the tactics that American Stewards of Liberty use are influencing local governments, local county commissioners, including Garfield County commissioners, who have been influenced and passed resolutions that were pretty much put together by the American Stewards of Liberty. And focusing on the counties who have a lot of public lands. I mean, Garfield County, 62% of Garfield County is federal lands.
Right, right. They did do that. They went to counties with a lot of public lands, and I think they also directed some of this at counties that are more Republican.
You know, you wrote in part of the article, Nancy Lofholm, that, quote, the American Stewards of Liberty has been whipping up anti-30 by 30 sentiment and pushing county commissioners to pass resolutions opposing the proposal even before its details are known. And this was sort of an aha moment for me when I was reading your story, because when the Garfield County commissioners passed their resolution against 30 by 30 in February, to me it felt rushed because President Biden had introduced 30 by 30 in January. And it seemed like they really didn't know what 30 by 30 was about. They were using the words land grab. They claimed that The land would be locked up in wilderness. There would be no access. It would ruin the county's economy. And they also talked like President Biden had issued this executive order that immediately made 30% of Garfield County federal lands off limits. And so when I read your story, I thought, no wonder it sounded like they really didn't know what they were talking about, because it wasn't really their resolution. It was fed to them by the American Stewards of Liberty.
Well, that's right. The American Stewards of Liberty have a cookie-cutter resolution that they give to counties. And from what I looked at, it appears that most of the counties that have passed this used that resolution. Some of them would add a couple of graphs at the top, you know, with some local info in that. But it was pretty much the cookie-cutter resolution that American Stewards handed to these counties.
What surprised you during your research for this story?
I guess I was surprised to know that the American Stewards, you know, this Texas group, was having so much influence in Colorado.
What are some of the questions that you have about American Stewards that you weren't able to answer in this particular story?
I would be interested in finding even more about their history and their funding. I'd like to dig into that a little deeper. And also about who their media people are, who've come up with their website and with these cookie-cutter resolutions and, you know, their legal advisors. There's just so many pieces of it that I did not have time to look into, but I think it would be really interesting to see who's working with the American Stewards to turn it into such a, I would say, a powerful organization at this point.
Nancy Lofholm, freelance reporter who has written a story for the Colorado Sun about the American Stewards of Liberty and their influence in Colorado. Thank you very much for your work, and thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
That does it for this week's News Brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.